Hey, what's happening, world? Once again, man, thank you for tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta with your boy PS3000, Clear Suede itself. I hope everybody is safe, and I hope God has been blessed you today and you have a prosperous day. Hey, check this out today, man. You know how we coming always, all the time, man. This is Real Spit Atlanta, man, coming to you with the real spit of the world. I hope everybody got their drinks together, man, and got you where to go, because we gonna sit back here and just spit on real life, man, and talk about what's going on in Atlanta, man, and what's going on out here, man, and see what's really popping, man. Let's see here, man. Also, with Atlanta news today, y'all. As I always say, man, I hope everybody's been safe. Hope everybody's been, wearing masks, washing your hands. The coronavirus is real. Numbers in Georgia have increased amongst young generations. You know, hate to say it. Prayers go out to this young man's family. We have another death. Okay, word in Gwinnett, we have a 15-year-old boy has passed away from the coronavirus. Now, this is not the first. Now, keep in mind that we did have a 7-year-old young male out of Chatham County. He passed away. You know, so this is the second one. Now, earlier this year, you know, the Georgia Department of Public Health reported that a 17-year-old Fulton County boy and a 19-year-old Cobb County man died from the coronavirus. You know what I mean? At my age, man, you know, it's just like the situation dealing with the college students in pro football. You know, they're 18, they're really adults, but you want to say that you want to protect the kids, so you want to cut college football, Pac-12 and Big Ten and all that. So, you know, those kids that they say the young man is 19, I still look at him as a child. He's not 21. You know, hey, he can't drink liquor, he can't buy cigarettes. So, hey, he ain't grown to me. You know what I mean? Only thing you can do is sell his soul to the government and go to war. You know what I'm talking about? You can't do nothing else. You can't do nothing else. So, that's just life. You know what I'm saying? So, as I say, man, younger generations, please wear your mask, man. You got older people, man. You don't know. You got to think about you younger cats. Don't go to the hospital. You don't go to the doctor. You ain't had no checkup. So, you don't know how sick you are. You don't know what you got, or underlying diseases that may then came down through your bloodline that you done got, that you don't know what's happening. So, man, protect yourself. I'm trying to tell you, man, wear your mask, wash your hands, go buy some gloves. You know what I mean, man? It ain't just for you, man. It is for you, be honest with you. It's for your safety and the safety of the next man. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody trying to make you wear no mask and make you do like you in Hong Kong or something. Nah, my nigga, ain't nobody taking your freedom away from you. I mean, I'd rather be safe than anything, you know what I mean? If I don't know, if I don't deal with you, you know, my inner circle, I know my people, my inner circle. Now, when they go out, I know they wear masks because they know they got a household, a family to protect. So ain't nobody stepping out and not protecting themselves. So I'm hoping that you protecting yourself. That's what I'm saying. I hope you look at your life as being important enough and value enough that you want to go out here and protect yourself. You get what I'm saying? You want to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? That you want to pass a glove on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, hey, man, I start carrying an extra rag in the car to grab the gas pump. You know what I'm saying? It was a point in time when I ain't had no rag, man. I used to use the plastic bag. I go back in the store, hey, man, let me get a plastic bag. I'm going to grab a pump with a plastic bag. You know what I mean? I don't know nothing about this virus. You know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about this virus. It's knocking people off. You get what I'm saying? So if you use something that I say people don't use, I always say this. People, motherfuckers who fuck with me know I say this a lot. I don't understand why the fuck did they name say make common the word common sense? Because motherfuckers don't use common motherfucking sense. You get what I'm trying to tell you, man? See, niggas don't really, it should be called sometimes sense, or when I want to use sense. You get what I'm saying? But not common sense. Because common, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God, this is going to be a good night here. Hey man, this is night edition, man. Real spit, man. I told y'all, man, I was coming with some real shit, man. Y'all going to be amazed at life, man, and love to fuck with you, boy, man. The kid is going crazy, man. But common sense, you get what I'm trying to tell you? The first word of it, common. Hey man, what's common? The mailman come every day. That's a common situation. You know that. You know he don't show up on Sundays. That's a common situation. You know what I'm saying? Whatever day your trap man come, on Monday, on Friday, that's a common situation. You know this. You know what I'm saying? Common sense is something that's supposed to be used because oh my God. These motherfuckers don't use common sense, man. Ain't no such thing in the world as common sense to me. You know what I'm saying? That's like another thing I was going to get on. These motherfuckers throwing the word culture so fucking freely. Whew. Culture. What culture that you want to say you got? What culture that you want to say you have? Or what culture is really ours that you want to claim that's worth claiming? Now, please don't let... I am a entertainer. You know what I mean? I know what sales got to sell this business. But please, my dog. The culture. What culture are you trying to present? I'm saying the culture I present, man. You know what I mean? My family's my brethren's. A lot of people don't know what I be saying when I speak them words, but my brethren's, they know what I speak when I speak that word. My brethren's understand under the Most High that, you know, we are brothers amongst brothers always, man. Just in tune to get to the point in life where, you know, where we are happy. You know what I mean? It's not always about materialistic things. You get what I'm saying? It's not about all materialistic things, man. Not at all. I excuse y'all right then. And interrupted them section. I told y'all, man, this is real like the mud life. Yo. This is real spit at lump. So, I just got the call that the dinner is done. But, you know, we live late night speaking. So, you with me on late night when I do what I do in my presence of my domains of my home. And I want y'all to come in with me and I'm gonna come with y'all and we gonna just live life and spit shit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? But back again to what I was speaking, that culture. Big ass word. That's a big lot. Looking at other nationalities and nation of people. We're throwing that word out a little bit loosely, people. You know, we're gonna step a little bit above the hood right now. We gonna go against the real niggas and the niggas wanna be old gangster niggas. All right, we'll get back to that conversation about that, because culture is a hood, middle class, upper class, echelons. The culture, you know, the culture of what we do, man, or what you want to represent, or what you out here representing, is something. Oh yeah, we got Sports Center in the background. Shouts out to Sports Center. I mean ESPN. You know, hey, when they sponsor my nigga, man, I represent you. I'm gonna tell. Hey, man, you know this is real spit at leather, man. You know I ain't gonna shoot the shit with you, man. But like I say, culture though. The culture, the real culture is shit, man. You know what I mean? What's the culture you represent? Who you, what you promote? Understand this? Cause me being a grown man, you know, and what I was raised around, the culture I was raised around is family, loyalty. You get what I'm saying? I got family down on 315. Hey, man, you know, I fucks with, you know, I make a phone call, things happen, we make things change. But that's, but we family. I make no, I, you know, and I ain't talking about nothing wrong. I mean, just love, you know. Hey, man, we gonna cook out, we gonna grill, we gonna do something. A lot of my, you know, that's the culture that my lifestyle I come from is family oriented. I'm a Southern cat, understand me? I'm straight out of Georgia, man, out the red clay, pimp. Understand me? When I come to you with what I come to you with, it's all real, man. It ain't no propaganda, it ain't nothing for the commercials, man. I don't do this for another nigga with clout or no shit, nigga. I do this for me. All this for me to get where I want to be. Understand this? And that's just get game the way game supposed to be given, man. You know, they say it's sold to be told, and I find a way to sell it to the world the way that I can, man. Shit, as long as you listen, I'ma sell it. Understand me, pimp? Hey, man, check this out here. So, this culture, you know what I mean? I got little ones, man. You know, my oldest one is 21. Yeah. You know, I got a young one. He about 10. You know what I mean? Got little young ladies. Looking up. So, a culture that I run, right? I represent for what they got to see build up for them. And the grind I put in to say, damn, Pop was grinding. Pop's hand was in this, that, and the third. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So, but that's a culture I come from. See, my great-grandmama was a bootlegger. See, you know what I'm trying to tell you? In the country, South Georgia, see? Now, I do. My worry, man. My mother, rest her soul, my love of life, you know, love my baby till I die. But my mother ain't never have a job in her life. Now, her husband, son and Neil. Know what I mean? Great grandpapa. I ain't never get a chance in my life to meet him. You know what I'm saying? But they say, you know, family talk. You know, Sonny was a bad something gun. You know what I'm trying to tell you? It was a bad something gun out there on the street. You know, so the culture I come from is real family orientated. See, I go way back. See, my mama and them back in the day, I'm a city cat. I'm out here in Atlanta, you know. I was born and raised Southwest Hospital, the Bottom Hill of Maze, you know what I mean? One of the last ones up before they shit they bit down. You know what I'm saying? Me. Now, I ain't a greater baby, see. And even when I try to tell a little bit, man, this is real spit Atlanta. You gotta understand, Atlanta is bigger than what niggas say. A lot of niggas say, okay, I'm a greater. Okay, you got greater. Greater is a great hospital. Love greater. Hey, this is a commercial for greater. You got trauma, you best to go to greater. I'm trying to tell you, fuck around. But greater is also a city, middle of the city hospital. You get what I'm saying? So, it takes in a lot of different type of customers to handle. You know what I'm saying? That's great. But situations are different. You're able to go to different places. You know, back in, I guess, well, shit, I was born in 79, you know, the 80s, you know, when black people of those cultures, you know, good parts of Atlanta, you got good credit, good insurance, you know, you go Northside Hospital, you might go down to goddamn Southwest Hospital, you know, you go to somewhere else that's, you know, where you know, hey, you're born there, good insurance gets you, you know, hey, both my kids wasn't born in Georgia, but they Georgia rats. Them niggas Georgia dogs, they die, you know what I'm trying to tell you? They Georgia dogs, man. They Georgia dogs, they die. I tell you that much. When now one of them niggas born here in Georgia, you know, my older boy born in Carolina. My younger boy born in Arizona. So shit, man, you know. Yeah, man. Them boy though. Them road dogs. But back to what I'm saying, man. Yeah, the culture, man. The culture, man. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The culture is what you give it. See, my culture where I come from is family. Orientated. It's shit, you make sure your family alright, we gonna make sure we good, we gonna make sure we eat. Now, you got a situation where hey your cousin, man, hey, I don't judge what you do in life, man. That's what you do, but I love you for you. I'm loyal to my family. Oh my God. And everything's going on. So one thing for sure, two things for certain, that has been with me throughout my life. This culture that I have, because I was born with this. This is my family. This is what I seen growing up. My uncles now, they raised me as a, you know what I mean, player, had me going to school doing different shit, fucking teacher, you know, whooping, you know, you know. What's happening to my Uncle Mike, Mikael, what's up with you, uncle? Love you, brother. Cousin, Bo Alpha, you know what I mean? Mr. P Hope. And what's up, Big Zach, you know what I mean? At the indicator. I mean, Soup, man. Everything, just what I'm trying to tell you, man. So when you say the word culture, man, what is the culture that you want to represent? Because the culture that I was raised with are hard-working grinders, but we always do for family. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. My crew, I was raised by, you know, many old cats I haven't seen together since I was younger, man. They still together today, man. They tailgate together, get drunk together, you know what I mean? Talk shit together, you know what I mean? Have fun. Might be mad at each other, or disagreement, but hell, it's a good disagreement. Shit, everybody ain't gonna agree. That's just life. You don't agree about everything, but I still love you the same, because I don't agree with what you agree with. Hell, that's just what it is, huh? You know what I mean? So the culture that you out here representing, what is it that you showing? Because, you know, I can call my cousin up right now. Hey, cuz, what you doing, man? Oh, nothing in the house, right? You know, smoking. Oh, well, shit, man. Family, y'all come on through, man. We're going to put some on. Hey, man, shoot pool, do some good shit. Smoke blunt. Hey, matter of fact, call up smoke four, play card space, and we're going to kick it out, right? And ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying? Then that weekend, we may plan to go out and go do something else. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never got no, call up any of my cousins. Shit, on both sides of my family. My mama's side, and I tried to indulge with my daddy's side of the family. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I tried to mingle on both sides, see? I didn't come from a father mother home. My mom was she raised me by herself. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Papa was a rolling stone. You know what I'm saying? What's up, senior? If you got them, tune in to me. You know what I mean? To my sisters. You know what I mean? April Keeler, hey. Aunt, what's up, bro? You know what I mean? But yeah. So I don't get this shit confused now. But mama was a woman. Mama was a hell of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Rest her soul. You know what I mean? I love her. Forever. But yeah, straight hustle, pimp. You know what I mean? Go get it. Ain't nothing new short, pimp. Smarter than a whip. Count shit like left and right. Add some shit up on your ass. Account. Mama was smarter than a whip, pimp. So when my daddy was just a wild one. But you know, so I got a piece. I got a, you look at the cat cut from both cloths of the world, man. You know what I mean? But underneath everything, always been family, pimp. Loyalty. The culture that I try to spread with my youngest. Family. You know what I mean? We always gonna watch after family. You get what I'm saying? So, and I choose to watch out for others. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Other people that's without that I fuck with, cause I got family that's blood that ain't blood but it's blood. You know what I'm saying? It's my family. You know, it's gonna always be my family. I got some of my deuces, Reginald Lanell. I got to that boy Big. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I got to my brother Bam. I got my boy Seneca. But I can go on and on with days. Oh shit, Corey Stone, what's happening? You ever need me, call me. God damn it. Shit. Man, that boy Mike J, you know what I mean? Free Mike J, you know what I'm trying to tell you? Goddamn. Jock, what's up, boy? Hey, you already know. You know what I mean? Jack Quay, what's happening, boy? Free Jock. Shit, man. Slide folk, man. It's a lot of, I mean, these are not my not the people I met during entertainment. These are people that These my grit grind niggas, you know what I mean? That I always fuck with growing up in life, man. Shit, man. I always be my niggas I fuck with. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I always fuck with these niggas because these my niggas, man. I mean, if ands, doubts about it. You know what I mean? I got more niggas that I fuck with. I'm always fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And my nigga Loki. You know what I mean? My nigga Mike Music. Now, Lil C, Slim J, Baby Dizzle. You know what I mean? I'm always fuck with my fam over there, cause that family. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's Uncle JT. Goddamn Uncle Teen. Uncle Black, goddamn it, goddamn shit, boy. Whew, boy, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, this shit can go bloody kill, boy, I can go, boy. Nights and days of wild and crazy shit, pimp, you know what I mean? So, folks I fuck with, I respect, and I got long love for, because ain't no shit, shout out, I mean, through all the shit, nigga, I ain't never been nothing but me, my nigga, you know what I mean? I ain't never gonna change, you know what I mean? I'm always be 100, 1,000, you know what I mean? Always. I always been at it. I always go get it. I always go get it. I'm gonna hustle till I die, you know what I mean? That shit ain't no, it just ain't an entertainment coming. I be trying to tell people. It's a way of life. It's a way of thinking. It's to what the fuck I do, dog. You know what I mean? And I seem to socialize with niggas who do it. They do it their own way, Eric. See, that's you can't just title a nigga a hustler because, oh, a nigga just said dope. No, that's a dope dealer. A nigga who just shoot dice, no, that's a gambler. You know what I'm saying? He just gambles. You get what I'm trying to tell you? But a nigga who's a jack of all trades and a master at all. See, I ain't said jack of all trades, master of none. Nah, I said jack of all trades, master of all. Get what I'm trying to tell you? Because one of my goddamn brothers, you know, we chop it up, you know, master, a jack of all trades, master of none ain't nothing but a jack. You got to keep your mind frame open. You know what I mean? Cause a nigga who just got there knew everything but didn't know it all the way, you know, that was always a junkie in the neighborhood. He can fix a car, but he can't fix it all the way. He can fix the AC, but he don't even have to keep it going. He can rewire that motherfucker. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So. Oh, man. The culture that we finna do is gonna be fucking that you gotta give out, that we gotta give out to the world. It's gotta be fucking amazing, man. So I want people to start thinking about when they use that word culture real lightly. You know what I mean? I want you to think about what kind of culture that you wanna represent to the world, my nigga. Like tomorrow I'm getting bags and I got niggas said, come on, pimp. Come on, pimp. Nigga gave us a blueprint. What's up, Jay? Know what I mean? Shit, Butler in the prayer. You know what I mean? It's always W.C. Butler doing business, Butler Enterprise. You know what I mean? Over everything. So, trademark, LOE, Lord's over everything, Hustle Tui Dot Entertainment. See, make yourself a business, man. You know what I mean? Literally make yourself a business. So when you hear me, I'm selling myself. You get what I'm trying to tell you? That's the culture I want to build for my next up, because learn how to, you know, we gotta learn how to take it all over, because our money makes everything go around, pimp. Y'all always remember when I said, man, if we take our money out of the circulation, everything will fall. You think Corona fucked it up? No, pimp. We'll fuck it up. Our nation rent it. We'll fuck what nobody tell you. Yeah, you might got 1% of them who got all the money, but you let our money stop making it flow. They got to hope that amigos stay fucking with them. Because the amigos start fucking with us and take their money out like we do and say, man, we ain't even do, we fuck with y'all and we whoop, whoop, whoop. See, if we ever did that, fuck with our southern brothers, amigos, if we got clinked up with them and niggas stop trying to be greedy and do all the evil shit, my dog, we can fucking take over this bitch, literally. We can, hey man, we can literally take over this bitch, man. Literally, not doing nothing wrong, but doing right. Literally, financially, take up all the business they think they run. We can take over and run over all that shit, and fucking just, see, yeah. You don't understand, man. It's a chance for the world to become great. For real. Not great again, because ain't never been great, my nigga. America ain't never been. Hey, man, come on, man. We built this motherfucker. We always been on the bottom of the totem pole, man. It ain't never been great for us. Never been great. For somebody else, not for us. Not for us. Hey, man. We're going to come here, man. I'm take a quick intermission break. I'm gonna get me a plate. I'm coming back. We got late night edition here with your boy Player Sway. He on real spit at level. Got some more news to you coming for you. Yeah, I told you, man, I get off subject when we talk about real shit, homie. So I'm coming back to you in a quick moment, man. Give me a quick second. You take a sign, go get you one, put you one together, go get you another drink, add some ice to it. I got mine, I'm gonna fill mine back up. And I'm going to come back to you, man. Like I say, man, you already know, man. Here on Real Spit Atlanta, man, with your boy, Player Sway. Now I'll be back. Stay tuned. Hey, yeah, man. Back again. With your best friend. This is your boy, Player Sway, man. I'm glad you tuned back in, man. The Real Spit Atlanta, man. Hey. I know we had an intermission, man. I went back, man. Had me something to eat. It's late night here, man. We late night here. It's kicking at me in Real Spit Atlanta, man. Back to some more Atlanta news, man. Atlanta news. What's going on, man? Atlanta police are investigating the shooting outside a local nightclub overnight. The security guard at Kiss Ultra Lounge shot a suspect accused of robbing a man, according to the officer. The suspect is listed in critical condition at Grady Hospital. A second man was shot as well, but the original robbery victim apparently left the scene. Investigators want to question him. Until then, they're searching through surveillance videos to figure out what happened. See, Kiss is over there off Kiss Ocean Line is over there on White House Street in Southwest Atlanta. So, you know, hey, y'all know y'all can always call that number, you know, if you got some information on it. So, shit, if you want to, Crime Stoppers, whatever you call, you know. So, yeah, man. So, what is going on in the Atlanta news, man? Another shooting over there in Southwest Atlanta, man. Early Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? Early. You know what I mean? Over there 500 block off Rockwell Street. Police found a man who had been shot several times laying dead on the sidewalk. You know what I mean? He was found to be dead on arrival. DOA, dead on arrival. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, ain't no details on the scene, but they still looking. They ain't give out no names. They trying to find next of kin and things before they release any information on that situation. So, y'all already know what's going on. Oh boy, y'all seen that UFC fight today though? That boy Porter got them, put them hands on that boy. That buddy do some sit ups. That was a big. That's a big buddy right there. God damn it, what else? Hey. So, back to what we were saying, man. You know, like I say, man, you know, back to the culture, man. You know, I just want us as a people to give out if we're gonna say that word and use that word like we used it, like we doing it for the culture. What the culture that we want to give out to the world, man? What are we gonna give out that our people doing? Because we was taken from original knowing what our real culture is or where we came from, because we were put on ships and brought here and westernized and changed and don't know nothing about the culture of our tribal ancestors that was where we came from. You know what I'm trying to tell you? It's hard to say it and break it down because, you know, you got people who, you know, mentally fucked up. You know, hey, man. Oh, we, you know, black America. Oh, yeah, we are. We were born in America. But you, if you study the roots, nigga, you came from somewhere else, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Jewish people who born Jewish. People who's born on, understand what I'm saying? Those people understand what I'm saying and know what I'm saying. But you got Asian people, Asian Americans, you know, who's born here, but they still have culture of their ways that they carry from their homeland because they know about that. We were stripped of those knowledges of the culture. It was taken away, told us, beaten out of our bloodline and put into something else. Oh my God, man. Whew. Man, the truth ain't a lie. And psychologically, if you mentally look at the picture, if you strip a nation of people of everything that they know of their past or their history of grandfathers and grandmothers and grandfathers put on them, and you instill, because this is what they did now, understand now. Slave masters used the Holy Bible as a shackle to hold black people and Christianity. That's why I say I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Don't get me wrong, I believe in the Most High. But I am a spiritual person and want to come one with the Most High. Religion is a, I'm gonna be honest with you, sham. This real spit that letter, man. A fucking sham, dog. When you use the Bible to enslave a person and use those words that was written centuries ago to say, hey, he said, serve thy master, and you took them words and you put them into a group of people here with, oh, you supposed to serve thy master. Oh, yeah, yes, master, I got to. You would. Use the most evilest, wickedest motherfucker in the world. And you want to call other people savages. Okay. Alright. Willie Lynch. Story writes as if you take the biggest one out the bunch and you strip him of all his manhood in front of everybody. You make everybody know that he ain't nothing, so they can't be nothing. Which they did. So, during that time, because I'd be damned if that shit happened now. Ain't no way in fuck that shit happened now. I'd be a motherfucking monkey's uncle, cousin, nephew, uncle, and fucking Sally Mae Susan at the same time. And before you think, that motherfucker think that you gonna be, you be the big motherfucker. I would say, well, that big motherfucker was dumb, let you grab him. Because I'm gonna, next thing I do, hey, if I know I can't win against your ass, let me tell you what, Ray, man. Don't never be scared of no nigga, man. Ever in life. Don't give a fuck if it's a battle on the street or a business deal. You never walk into that motherfucking door with fear. You know what I'm saying? Because fear is worn on your motherfucking face and your eyebrows. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So when you walk in that door, understand me, pimpin'. You know what I mean? You be the biggest motherfucker that you ever been in your motherfucking life. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I don't care if you got an interview tomorrow. Yeah. Or you got something to do. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You finna go meet up with a nigga about a business deal that you want to go bid with your business. You walk in that motherfucking front door like you is the biggest man ever in the life. And in your spirit, in your soul, you know that man needs you more than he need, than you need him. Because the old saying go, hey, man, the plug got it already. He needs you more than you need him. He got to get rid of it. He needs somebody to help him. He needs you more than you need him. Forget what? He ain't the only plug. Hey man, life is chestnut checkers, dog. I'm trying to just school you on some shit, man. It's real spit up now, man. And something I can do, man. Most I told me to come to you some type of way, man, to get to your game. I'm gonna get to you the way I can get to you, pimp. Understand me? The best way I can. So shit. We gonna sit up here. I just pulled me another cup up. I had me a good dinner plate, man. Some collard greens, baked chicken, man, and some linguine noodles with some cheddar cheese and some more shit sprinkled on top of it. I don't know what. And sometimes I just feel great just to be alive, pimp. Understand me, man? This shit be 100 and real, man. What else going on, man? Got some more news. We just gonna talk some more shit, man. I ain't got shit up to do but talk shit, man. With the world, man. Put one together in a minute, understand me? We're gonna get to some music in a second, man. Hear something new. Apologize for that view. Kind of parched. I need to get something in my throat right now. You know what I mean? Let's see. Shouts out to your neighborhood weed, man. Commercial break right here. Hey, man. Sell good marijuana. You know what I mean? Shouts out to the neighborhood weed, man. That's what this goddamn commercial break is for. So, yeah, man. We gonna, damn. Microphone check 1, 2, I apologize. What's going on in the world, man? I lead from the back, man, to let others believe they in the front. It's a smart saying. Oh yeah. Very announcement, important announcement, people announcement. Go out and vote. Please, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm down on my knees, begging you, baby, 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 please, baby, please, go out and vote. Go help a friend, help a friend, help a friend, go out and vote. You know somebody old next door to you that ain't got a way to the polling system, take them and vote. Because they say the mail in U.S. mail gonna have a delay on getting them these mail-in votes in. And they're going to try to fuck us up because it's going to be slowed down in our community. And we're going to be the ones that can't get mail votes in those rural areas where black people stay at. So I'm trying to tell you, please go help a friend. Help a friend get to the polling station. Hey, man. Those cats who are financially able to, you know, it's a slick game we can all do, right? We can get some of them little buses. Or find somebody who got a bus team and go and pick up the elderly and take them to the polling station. Hey, Keisha Lance Bottom, get with Marta, man, for real. See how far we can go out. See how we get to Clayton County in the fall and how far we go down. All them disabled buses. You know what I mean? For the polling, we need to have a dedicated day who just run straight, the elderly people just straight to the polling stations. And then fuck it, we're going straight to their houses to pick them up. Have them call in and set up locations and Marta go do that. I'm telling you, Keisha Lance Bottom, I'm hollering at you. It's about Player Suede. Know somebody hear this. So tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. You know what I mean? Get the word out. Ideas amazing, man. So, what else going on in the world, man? No discussion on your stimulus check, people. So, you know, like I say, keep your heads up and keep surviving. You know what I mean? Like I always say, people know me for a long time. Our nation is one nation who has survived through hell of shit. You get what I'm saying? NASDAQ and Wall Street crash, we ain't gonna jump off buildings and start shooting ourselves in the head. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You can't lie now. Now, what really does, see, this what's getting me. And this is what I need to understand, and I don't want my people to understand. We can't keep reverting back to the same shit over and over again. They're trying to tell you. Understand this. We've been treating this way since fucking Emmett Till. You know what I'm saying? Since Tulsa overhung with Black Wall Street. About another generation, by another group of people who really fear that they motherfucking run or own some motherfucking shit over above us. Motherfucker, use a lie. He's a dumb motherfucker. I'm call you that in your face. You know what I mean? On air, he's a dumb motherfucker. So, check this out here. So, since Emmett Till, since Black Wall Street, since motherfucker Rodney King, since to the day, man, around the corner up the street, you know what I mean? Just yesterday, 2 weeks ago, the same shit, man, we go through. And it seems that we result to tearing up shit and wrecking shit and doing the same shit. And don't nothing ever get changed, pimp. Nothing ever gets changed, dog. Nothing never gets changed. Understand what I'm trying to tell you? Never. Never, 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 nigga. This some long, man, this some big gaps to what I said now. Now, them some time frames, some years, them little things I just labeled, name, it's a different, them some different time frame. You're like, damn, bitch, it's the same way. Understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's the same way, pimpin'. So, really, you know what I mean? Ask yourself, what the fuck are we gonna really do? If we remove our money out of their circulation and involve it only in ours, my God, you don't know the turnaround they would have to make. You don't believe me? Let's do it for 6 months and watch how much hell it costs. We ain't gotta go ride, burn down a goddamn thing. We ain't gotta do none of that shit no more. We ain't got to. Hey, oh yeah, today, y'all know, you know, they shut down Stone Mine today, right? Because them old white nationalists, that's what they call them. I call them fucking jackass. Them fucking jackass. Them dumb motherfuckers, right? Group of them dumb motherfuckers. They want to have one of their protests and rallies up the other day. You know, they got denied the shit to have it. They got denied. You know what I mean? They ain't even get the permit to have the shit, right? So they shut the park down. They really shut Stone Mountain Park down about this shit. So you know you had your Black Lives Matter movement up there, and then you had your now the niggas gonna be like, nigga, why you start shit? Because it real spit out loud. Now just a few months ago, we had the Black NRA walking up there. I posted shit, y'all come to IG Real Spit Atlanta. I posted shit because I got a copy of this shit. I reposted shit. And nigga, he was talking mad shit. Oh, mad shit. We don't fuck with Black Lives Matter and all that shit. But when them white nationalists, them motherfuckers walked up down Stone Mountain, I ain't see none of them motherfuckers with them ARs up there. I did see the Black Lives Matter movement up there, though. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I did see them up there in the midst of the beast with the goddamn with the battle of the beast with the goddamn Caucasian grunts and mutts and them goddamn savages, some Caucasian savages. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Cause all Caucasian ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? I got some good white friends and I fuck with them all the time. You know, but you got some Caucasian savages. So them Caucasian savages, what they call Vikings. You go on trying to tell you, because Vikings were nothing but savages. So if you come from a bloodline of Vikings, you are a bloodline of savages. Your bloodline come from savages, you are a savage. All Vikings were fucking savages. They came and pillaged lands and took shit, and they was nigga do what most of Caucasians do. So back to what I was saying though. So yeah. Hey, up that Stone Mountain. You know what I mean? Going at it. Yeah. All this shit right there. But that black NRA with all them ARs and all that who watched on Stone Mountain by themselves, I ain't seeing more though. Now, this is the time I felt that you should have marched on Stone Mountain. With them 75, 85 brothers, you marched on Stone Mountain with that day and all that. But if you're going to make a statement, my point in life, you make a statement. You get what I'm saying? If you want to be heard, you want to be heard. Because a lion don't whisper. A lion fucking roars. You understand me? When a lion want to be heard in the jungle, a lion roars. Little nigga know I'm coming. I'm here. I'm home. So I feel like I'm a lion right now. You understand me? I feel like I'm ready to motherfucking roar. You know what I'm trying to tell you? But I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? Hey, man, all that, man. We're going to have this other shit go on, man. You know it, man. Sometimes you can't stop ignorance from happening. You know what I'm saying? The ignorant motherfucker gonna be an ignorant motherfucker. That one thing you gotta know. One thing for sure, two things for certain. An ignorant motherfucker gonna be an ignorant motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to tell you? I know that for sure. A dumb motherfucker gonna be, a nigga who gonna try. You know what I'm saying? But a nigga who bump a head one time, and the second time he go through, he duck. That's a motherfucker I know got good sense. But you see, some motherfucker gonna walk through that motherfucker one time, gonna duck, butt their head, and go back second time, gonna still butt their head. And third time they go back, they gonna butt their head again. They ain't gonna never understand the duck to go up under them. You gonna try to head to make it through. You know what I mean? So, man, this shit I spit to you, man, is all authentic, man. Ain't none of this, man, this ain't none of this. This commercialized fake bullshit fucking with these fuck niggas out here, man. All this shit is real shit, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? A real nigga coming to you, talking to you, man. Because I love you, pal. You know what I mean? I love myself so much to tell you that I love you. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Because a nigga who don't love himself can't love nobody else, pal. You know what I mean? So one thing for sure to tell you this, man. I love myself that much to tell the world, nigga, I love you. You understand me? And the only thing I want you to do is get better. So if my job is to help you get better, and with you getting better makes me better, guess what? I done did my job, world. I done told y'all everything that y'all wanted to help. I done gave you real spit, real talk. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So every time y'all come in and tune in with me, man, it's nice to let me know that y'all like listening to what I got to get to you, man. Because what I get to you is nothing but real Atlanta, man. So, like I tell you on every session, every time, man, I need all y'all to stay safe, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I want everybody to go out there. I still want everybody to put your mask on. Wear gloves. Go get some more hand sanitizer. This shit is starting to come back in the stores. And ain't folks ain't going crazy no more. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Once again, I want everybody to go out and vote. You know what I mean? Hell, you know, shit. I need everybody to go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Everybody. Like I say, help a friend. You got somebody old next to you that stay down the street from you, you give them a lift to the polling station, man. Help them out, man. Because this is an important time in our life. We still got these fools up here on Capitol Hill that don't really care about us. They don't care about society and what's going on beneath them. The only thing they care about is that 1% of people that's getting money off all the bullshit. So this time is a time that we all need to get out and go vote. Understand me, man? Everybody, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So, like I say, you ain't seen your grandmama in a while. You know your grandmama somewhere on the west side. She's chilling. She ain't moved for a minute. And you ain't talked to her. And you ain't been over there. You acting all funny and this, that, and third. Because she say you fucking with that nigga. And that nigga ain't no good for you. And hey, man, go there and see your grandma, man. Take her to go vote. You know what I'm trying to tell you? She might got something good to tell you, man. That one day might put a spirit and lifting on your soul that might tell you, damn, this is what I need to do, man. You know what I mean? Life sometimes takes you on a roller coaster ride, man. You go up and down and all around, man. But guess what, man? At the end of it, you're going to always start off where you begin at, man. Because guess what? Life ain't going to never change, man. It's meant to be where you're going to be at. But you got to make the right decision to get to that point, man. God don't want to see nothing but the best out of you, man. The Most High told you, man, he put his life inside of you, so you are him, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's the mental state that most people don't believe. See, if you're a child of the Most High, man, you are the Most High. You have to be yourself as he was to you, and you got to be into him. Understand me? Say, man, this shit ain't nothing but real spit, man. Hey, man, I know a lot of these people out here counterfeit, man. I'm just gonna clear that out, man. You know, they do this shit for a different reason. I do this shit cause it's me. Understand this? I do what I do cause it's me. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I don't do it for clout. You know what I'm saying? I do it for me because it's me, man. It's always been me to do this. It's always been me coming speech. Been spinning game ever since I've been a youngin', man. You know what I mean? Player Sway has been Player Sway ever since fucking Continental Colony, man. Paul D. West Middle School, yeah. Nigga, I wore a purple goddamn suit to the 8th grade prom. You know what I'm saying? A purple suit. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Ain't too many pimps gonna... Yeah, I had a purple. You know what I'm trying to tell you, pimp? Understand what I'm kicking to you, man. You got to be a unique and a player nigga to rock purple, my nigga. Prince was a player, punk. I rock purple, nigga, to the front. Hey, that's 8th grade. Man, I always been, yeah, man, this just me, man. People know who I am. Hey, man, I ain't got to. Ain't no use doing it. I ain't never got clout out of boasting and doing all this shit. I'm a humble cat. I love life. I love what I done did. Would I ever change anything? No, I would not. Because I had a great childhood. I had a great growing up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I've been molded and groomed the right way. You know what I'm saying? Believe me on that one. Trust me on one thing for sure, two things for certain. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I appreciate everybody for tuning in on Late Night Edition, Real Spit Atlanta. You know what I mean? I just had to come and kick it with you tonight. Finna sit back and put me one together. Get through watching on ESPN. Seattle look like they whooped the hell out the Sox. St. Louis Cardinal, yeah, they whooped the hell out the Sox 6-3. So I'm gonna get through watching this old ESPN, man. Probably get on some on 2K or some goddamn something, shooting up something ghost. I don't know what the fuck, watching moving. But once again, I like to thank everybody for tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. Stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Wear your gloves. Go out and vote. I love you. Once again, like I say, I love myself enough to tell the world that I love you. And I want you to get better. You know what I mean? Once again, from Hustle Till We Die Entertainment, man. LOE, man. Go out to Hoagie Shack and kick it, man. Mixtape Mobster, man. Like I say, this is real thing. This real spirit alarm. I want everybody to got them tune in to the next broadcast. Podcast. I'll be coming back to you tomorrow with some more shit. I thank you again for tuning in to me tonight. This night edition, it's been real lovely, man. We talked about some real shit. But at this point in time, I have to go and prepare myself for a later night edition of some more shit. Understand me, pimping? So yeah, man. So everybody have a great night, man. I kick with y'all later, man. Fucks with you a million, fucks with you a thousand. LOE till I die, hustle till I die. You already know, man. It's your boy Player Suede. Get at you on the next edition, man. Real Spit Atlanta. Stay tuned.